Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We continue once again with our interviews for candidates for the upcoming school board selection in the middle of May. Welcome to the microphones right now. A candidate for the Grants Pass School District number 7, position number 3 is Judy Christensen. Judy, welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio. Glad to have you with us. Why are you running for school board?
Because I think we need a new voice on the school board. I spent 31 years of my life working in Riverside Elementary School as an educational assistant. I did reading groups, math groups, I supervised cafeteria, I did all kinds of things. And I really believe the school board needs someone who really knows what goes on in the schools. And now I realize the administration, we have good administrators, they've passed that information on. But until you have spent 6 hours a day in a classroom or 8 hours a day with kids, you really don't realize the nuances and how really wonderful our staff is.
All right. Are you unhappy with the direction the current school board has gone?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am.
All right. How would you correct that?
Well, I would speak up.
Mm-hmm.
I would try to talk to them. I would ask them where they get their information. You know, things are said about teachers and things that go on in classrooms that are absolutely untrue.
Where's that coming from?
I don't know. Okay. I want to know. Because I don't understand how the people who live here, whose kids actually attend, yes, you can have differences with your teacher, with your kid's teacher. I've been there. My kids both graduated from Grants Pass High School, as did I, and my husband. But that doesn't mean that they're all horrible and that they're all teaching ugly things. They're not. They are trying, especially elementary, which is where I spent my life and still am. I'm subbing in a classroom at Redwood for the rest of the school year, working with a group of kids. Even if you don't agree with what they're doing, sit down and talk to them. Tell them why. Don't say, well, I heard that this is happening, or I heard that you're doing this. Come and work with a reading group.
All right. If a parent comes in and says, here's what I've heard, how receptive is that? What kind of reception is that parent going to get?
It depends on the parent. It depends on how they approach it. If they come in and they just start blasting you out of the water, hold it. We've got to talk. Tell me where you heard this. Okay, let's talk. Let's see. And the teachers are very good at sometimes it's so aggressive that they just go, you know, when you calm down, we'll talk. We can't do this while you're yelling at me.
Okay. Well, I certainly understand the demeanor situation here, one where you could have an open dialogue. However, where do parental rights come into this?
Pardon?
Where do parental rights come into this?
Parental rights have, and I've been there, you have the right to talk to your teacher. You have the right to help other students. You have the right to see what goes on for yourself without taking. I realize that people don't agree on all aspects of curriculum. But when you've taught a curriculum and you tweak it, which is what happens, especially in elementary where you're working with kids with learning disabilities and struggling readers and that kind of stuff, you use programs and you say, okay, this one isn't quite working for this kid, let's tweak it and do this. And parents need to work with their kids at home.
All right. We're talking curriculum here and how it can be adjusted here. Would you advocate any specific changes in the curriculum right now, or any tweaks in the curriculum since you're with a hands-on situation? There. You're a hands-on situation right now. What needs to be changed?
At this time, no. I am not. I can see it, but I see the teachers working. We have a new reading curriculum this year, and the teachers are, you know, you spend part of the year learning how to, the curriculum is put together. Mm-hmm. It takes time. And they put their tweak where they say this could work with this. And that's what you have to do.
Right. Let's talk about the facilities throughout District 7. And everybody is aware of the age of some of the schools here and some of the deferred maintenance here. That comes down to a money situation. As a school board member, what direction would you appoint the district in? And is there a way to fund these recommendations of new schools or repairs? Look into your crystal ball, therefore.
At some point, they're going to have to do something about their middle schools.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're huge. The elementaries, they're probably going to have to redraw their boundaries. Go to Redwood. Redwood's where I'm working right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great school. But there are housing developments going in those areas, and those people are going to have children. There's beginner homes, or maybe a little beyond. So boundaries are going to have to change, because you can't. I started out at District 7 as a four-hour person in fifth grade in a class of one class had 37 fifth graders and the other one had 39, and it was my son's class. And that's where I began. You cannot get to all the children. You cannot help all of them. So, yes, they're going to have to. How they're going to have to fund it? Well, one of my dearest friends was the co-chair of the money of the that built the high school, Jeannie DeCourcy.
Oh, okay.
And she and a man named Bob were the co-chairs that raised, and basically what they did is they had tours. And when remember the Carlson sisters?
Mm-hmm.
When they discovered the bats in the student union?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the ceiling had collapsed outside one of the, and then they opened the floor and there was a pool of black water in there. I don't think they ever endorsed it, but they agreed not to fight it.
No, well, sadly, at this point, we have no more Jeannie DeCourcy. is there someone who could step forward right now? What would you recommend that this school district do?
They're going to have to go for a bond. There isn't any. You can't build a school. You cannot build a school for pennies. I know we're not building palaces. The Grants Pass High School is not a palace. It's a good school. It's in good shape. But they're going to have to go for a bond issue.
All right, Jeannie, you have about a minute.
I'm Judy.
I'm sorry.
Jeannie's not with us anymore.
We mentioned
anymore.
Jeannie, and that stuck in my mind, and that's
it's
on
okay.
me. All right. Judy, you have about a minute and a half left of our 10-minute talk this morning to convince the people why they should vote for Judy Christensen for school board on District 7.
Well, this is the first time I've ever run for anything, and I want to be a new voice, a voice for the educators in the classroom and for the people who are the patrons.
All right. Well, you still have a minute left. Any overriding reasons why, once again, when I see your name on the ballot, and it's going to appear as Judy Christensen?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
My family came to this county in 1853, and we've been here ever since. And I really believe that our school district needs a new voice, a different voice.
All right. And you advocate for Judy Christensen?
I do.
All right. Thank you very much for your time today.
And thank you for having me.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Judy Christensen here, a candidate for District 7 school board position number 3 on your May ballot. You're listening to KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon.